beautiful Namakarana, Shaila Pushpa Sendan. Perhaps we were waiting for Gurudeva's Murti to be present. Must be. Postpone the ceremony. Must be for that. So this is our Jivanaritao, our living with Shiva season of the year for 4 months. So I was giving that some thought, living with Shiva, Hinduism's contemporary culture. So I thought I'd just say a few words on culture this morning, to show some of Gurudeva's central thoughts on culture. There's one page in Living with Shiva which has five sutras, of course, and they're all on cultural accomplishments. So we'll read that first. All my devotees are encouraged to learn a skill requiring the use of their hands, such as pottery, sewing, weaving, painting, gardening, baking, or the building arts, to manifest creative benefits for family and community. Next one. All my devotees are encouraged to perfect a cultural accomplishment, be it a form of art, singing, drama, dance, or a musical instrument of Siva's ensemble, veena, mridangam, tambura, cymbals, and bamboo flute. Om. All my devotees are encouraged to embrace Sanskrit as their language of ritual worship, shum chev as their language of meditation, and the chev script for offering prayers to the devas through the sacred home of fire. Om. All my devotees are encouraged to use the South Indian lunar calendar as a daily guide to auspicious planning for travel, business, innovation, ceremony, and major life events. Our year begins with the month of Aries. Om. All my devotees are encouraged to adopt the gestures, attitudes, customs, ways of worship, dress, and refinements of Tamil Saiva protocol. They learn by living and studying with traditional Shaivites. Om Namah Shivaya. Where does culture come from? So Gurudeva, over the years, wrote many letters for major events at temples around the world, Kumbhabhishekams. Usually they would publish the letter in the souvenir for the temple. I would help him on many of these letters, and one of the parts he always wanted to include was to say that the temple is very important to have in a community, because it's the temple which sustains the culture. In other words, if Hindus move to a place where there's no temple and stay there for generations, eventually the culture is going to decline. That's what he's saying. The temple is very important in sustaining the culture. So he was very happy to see Hindu temples coming up in the Hindu communities that were newly forming around the world for that very reason, that the culture would sustain. We're talking about generation after generation, not just in those who were the first generation to arrive, because they were well-trained and were raised near temples. But it's in the subsequent generations that it would tend to decline. So I had a chance to speak on that once in Perth, six years ago. We attended a groundbreaking ceremony for the Hindu Temple Society of Western Australia, which was forming a temple in Perth. It was my first trip to Australia, and I found out there's a lot of distance between Perth and the rest of the country. It's way over there on the western side. So prepared a talk for that and talks for other things, and I wanted to include a statement which said this in a very simple way. And one of the higher ranking governmental officials was there from the, I guess you call it provincial government, Western provincial government, and so I wanted her to understand how what the temple meant to us as well. So I chose the phrase that having a temple manifests greater peace in the individual, harmony at home, and tolerance in the community. So when I said tolerance, she lit up. Oh, tolerance, this is good. She was obviously concerned about that. It's always a concern when you have a diversity of ethnic groups. The question of tolerance comes up. So it's a very simple way of looking at it, that which we'll develop by reading something Gurudeva says on this in Living with Shiva in a second. But the idea being that, well, who gets influenced first? Well, the individual gets influenced, right? By becoming more peaceful. And if you're more peaceful, what happens? There's more harmony at home. It's proportionate, but that's with other people. So first, what's inside of us is influenced by the temple, our inner peace. Because of that, our most immediate group, which is the home, is more harmonious because we're more peaceful. The less peaceful we become on the inside, or the more disturbed we become on the inside, then the more disharmony there is in the home, because it's a reflection of that. Someone who's really unsettled and upset on the inside can't stand for everything to be harmonious. They have to disturb it. It's just, you know, I'm feeling terrible, so I'm going to make you feel terrible too. I'm going to disturb things. It's that kind of, it's an instinctive quality that comes along with the instinctive nature. If I'm miserable, I'm going to make you miserable. If I'm unhappy, I'm going to make you unhappy. If I'm not peaceful, I'm going to disturb the home with this, with inharmonious conditions. So we get around all of that by the temple, by learning how to become peaceful in the temple. We influence our home, and because our home is harmonious, then we influence the community. Community harmony being tolerance, greater tolerance for differences, greater ability to get along. So there's a very nice paragraph on that by Gurudeva in Living with Shiva I wanted to share. When culture is flooding out of the temple, our actions are productive and our minds are creative. Our speech is pure. Our hearts rejoice and we become good citizens. Religion makes us good citizens because we are peaceful inside and we want peace in our land. Peace comes first from the individual. It is unrealistic to expect peace from our neighbors unless we are peaceful first. Unless we make ourselves peaceful through right living, right worship, and right religious culture in the home. How can we destroy all of this? It's simple. Stop going to the temple. Culture will begin to go. Refinement and love will begin to go. Arguments will be heard in the homes. Divorces will fill the courts. Stress and mental illness will become the common experience. All because we stopped that one great mystical practice, temple worship. The temple is the great psychiatrist of the Hindu religion. When we forget that, we suffer the consequences of our neglect, personally and as a nation. The temple has mystical powers that surpass the greatest psychiatrists on the planet. Our priesthoods have the tools to invoke and perpetuate this power. The temple can not only analyze your problem, it can give absolution. You can leave the temple wondering what it was that was bothering you on the way to seek the help of the deity. So complete is the power of the temple.